The content in this audio recording provides general information, however, it does not substitute legal advice or opinion. Information is best used in conjunction with legal advice from an experienced member of our team. Why you need to be acting on your parenting arrangements or property settlement now. Every year, we as family lawyers anticipate that the lead up to the end of the year school holidays and festive season is going to be incredibly busy with parenting matters. That's because for families going through separation and divorce, there is a need for separated families to determine who is going to see or have the children on particular days over the holiday period. It is also common for people to want their property settlements to be finalised by the end of the calendar year. So how long does it take to finalise parenting arrangements and financial agreements? What is incredibly important for people to understand is that in the event you and your former partner cannot come to an agreement about your parenting arrangements or property settlements, there are some dates that will affect whether you will be able to get the support you need to be able to get to a resolution before those important holiday dates come up. Even if you do not ever imagine needing to go to court or requiring the assistance of a lawyer or mediator to get to an agreement, you should become familiar with some key deadlines that could affect you and your children this holiday season. The court has a deadline that essentially says, if you want to apply for parenting orders, that is, to have your parenting arrangements formalised and finalised, you will need to have that done by a certain date. That date changes each year and is only announced in October, and each year the deadline is usually around the middle of November. So if it is similar this year, that is often far before most parents, especially those facing their first year as co-parents, have bedded down their holiday and parenting arrangements. If you need to file after the court's filing cut-off date, there is no guarantee that your matter will be able to be dealt with in this calendar year. In relation to parenting matters, an exception to that might be, for example, a child abduction or another issue that the court classifies as urgent. However, any run-of-the-mill parenting disputes, if not filed by that deadline date, will be dealt with the following year. This also applies to property settlements. Often people who have not finalised their property settlements will contact their family lawyer in late October or November, requesting assistance with the hope of having everything finalised by the 25th or 31st of December. The desire to have things wrapped up by year's end is to be expected, but cannot be achieved if steps are not taken earlier. In addition to the end of the year being a busy time for family lawyers, it is the mediators, the professionals who assist in the process of helping people come to an agreement without the need to go to court, who are also booked out during this time. So, in the event you require a mediation, taking the approach of seeking advice early on and securing a mediator as early as possible applies here too. Consequently, for those of you who anticipate there may be a disagreement or a dispute between you and your former partner about who will have the children on particular days over the holiday period, you need to seek advice from a family lawyer promptly. The importance of formalising your holiday season parenting arrangements now. Given that this filing deadline is in place, we recommend that you should have an agreement detailing what the plans are for your children bedded down as soon as possible. While some parents will be able to come to an agreement, it is vital that this is documented and finalised. The same applies to property settlements. It is not uncommon for amicable separations to take a turn poorly, particularly when negotiating for time with the children over the school holidays and festive season. Even though the deadline will likely be around mid-November, you want to have any potential issues resolved as soon as possible, because if they are not, you may not be able to have any loose ends tied up, unless you have addressed the pre-filing requirements. And while you may not anticipate the need for support, if you do need to file, then you will want to have plenty of time to find the support you want and prepare for it so that you're able to file well before the deadline. Strategic thinking. So approaching an agreement requires some strategic thinking on your part. In the event you cannot come to an agreement, or your informal agreement does not materialise, you may be in need of a family report, and often the family report writers are fully booked in the lead up to the end of the year. A lot of the parenting disputes that we have seen in past years relate to interstate travel and overseas travel at Christmas. This step of taking advice now and formalising the arrangements is about anticipating the issues that may arise. It is essential to determine with your children's other parent what is to occur and to formalise the agreement. You will want to avoid the situation we see too often around this time of year, which is if one parent calls to confirm arrangements with the other and there is a change to what was previously agreed to or anticipated by one of the other parents. Likewise, if you are looking to have your property settlement wrapped up by year's end, seek family law advice now to see what can be done to help you make that happen.